Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire With Em Agreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Em Agreed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, danger, there's a breakdown dead ahead, and it happens to be on Storrow Drive this morning, westbound, and it is, unfortunately, our guy, Coach Wiggins, who broke down in the Porsche this morning and is yet to arrive. I'm getting worried.
Me too.
I mean, we got the text at 5:46 this morning, Curtis. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then we got somebody driving by who said Wiggy was not with the vehicle, so I assumed that he was on his way here. But I need an update. Please, if you're in the area, please go by. A WEEI traffic spotter must go by and get me a report.
Did he just get picked up and go home and go back to bed?
That's literally what just popped into my head.
Really?
No, I bet he went to go get gas or something.
Well, his car's there.
You think Wiggy went and got like a container to fill with gas to bring back to the Porsche?
There's a better shot of Wiggy being walked down Storrow Drive in a laundry cart.
Well, good topic for Hill Notes.
Yeah.
Leave one of those on the Odyssey app now. And we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20 this morning.
Don't get it twisted.
Do not get it twisted. But we hope he arrives soon. And unfortunately, may not be in time for a lead. But we have leads left, at least one from Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Yesterday was a wild day in the Karen Reed retrial.
Ooh, baby.
We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Officer Dever took the stand, and if you are unfamiliar with her connection to this case, she was a Canton police officer at the time of John O'Keefe's death. She was called back. She was like on patrol, but then was called back to be on dispatch. So she was answering phone calls. She was sitting at a desk. She was interviewed in 2023 by the defense and by agents, federal agents.
Well, she was interviewed by the FBI.
Yes, but first. But they're really not supposed to say that on
well,
the trial.
Well, she said it, so
yes,
you can say it. Anybody can say it.
Okay.
What happened?
And she said that Higgins and Berkowitz were in the Sally Port together for an extended period of time with Karen Reed's SUV. She has now taken that statement back. She took the stand yesterday and was maybe the most combative person to take the stand that we've seen in the first trial or this one.
In legal jargon, they call that a hostile witness.
Yes. She was going back and forth with Alan Jackson. I thought Alan Jackson held his composure pretty well.
He was pretty hostile himself.
No, not as much as her. He like mispronounced her last name at one point, and she was going off about that. She basically was saying that the defense said that they were going to get her for perjury if she changed her tune.
Yeah.
Her whole thing is that after she had said that they were in the Sally Port with Karen Reed's SUV, she found out later that Karen Reed's SUV didn't arrive to the Sally Port until after she had left for her shift. So she needed to take back what she had originally said. Alan Jackson made it clear that he did not want her to lie on the stand. There was a lot of back and forth, but we have a little audio to hear really the disdain in Officer Dever in her tone.
What's the Sally Port?
A Sally Port is a garage, essentially.
Okay. You're aware that the Sally Port garage had a camera, a security camera?
It would make sense because that's where we bring prisoners to drop them off.
Well, more than just make sense, I'm asking you, do you recall that it had cameras that serviced the Sally Port garage? Security cameras.
It's where we brought prisoners, so there would be cameras, yes.
Okay, you're saying there would be cameras. I'm asking you, were there cameras?
According to the media, yes. I've seen the footage, so yes, there were cameras.
All right, so hold on. Yeah. So I'm going to strike that, officer. You have to answer the question based on your own independent knowledge, okay? And if you don't have them, tell us. But you can't reference what you know from the media.
All right. There were cameras in the Sally Port.
Thank you.
It's so easy to just be able to say something like this. I don't know what you think you're doing when you're on a witness stand and you're being hostile. And I understand that she's annoyed. She kept saying, I have no idea why I'm on the stand during a murder trial.
Because she's a Boston police officer.
Correct.
Now.
Yes.
She doesn't know why she's on the stand? That's Get out of here.
Right. But Jen McCabe, during the first trial, was very hostile with Alan Jackson. She was completely different in the second trial, and people were way more accepting of her answers in the second trial. Whether or not you believe her is one thing, but yeah. Her tone had changed. That is the way to handle a situation that is this serious. To get up there and basically poo-poo all of the questions and not be able to just give a straightforward answer. Like, a man died at the end of the day. That is why we are all here going through these motions. And there is another woman who, whether or not you believe she did it, has a right to a trial to figure out if her entire life is going to be spent in jail. So the fact that she gets up there and the smirks, the snarkiness, it just did not hit well. I can't imagine being a juror and how that would hit them.
She is a police officer who was interviewed by the FBI and made specific statements about specific people to the FBI. And then later, apparently, determined that it was a, quote, false memory.
Yes.
After she was contacted by the defense and after the commissioner of the Boston Police Department met with her and said, her words, not mine, do the right thing.
Yes.
When you testify. My God, what is going on here?
Can I ask a question? And I know I'm an idiot.
Yes.
How is this relevant if Karen Reed drove a car at 24 miles an hour into John O'Keefe?
Well, a lot of people, Curtis, don't think she did.
No, I'm just saying, but if she did, what is this woman's... this is such an irrelevant thing.
And she said that she saw the chief of the Canton Police Department and Brian Higgins, the federal officer, alone with her vehicle in the Sally Port for a, quote, wildly long time, yeah. Unquote.
But what does that mean?
Well, it means that they would have access to do something.
No, I know, but how long is wildly long?
Well, I don't know why. To her, it appeared to be a wildly long time.
Right, so
but what does that mean? But why did she tell the FBI that?
I'm asking you, how long is wildly long?
I don't know. But why would she tell the FBI that? She lied.
She's probably terrified of something that was going on. I have no idea. I've never been part of a grand jury. I have no idea.
But Curtis, I think that the reason the defense called her were to show the jury how people's stories are constantly changing, how maybe there is some type of corruptness when it comes to the Canton PD. And I think that they did a good job with her up there, because if I'm a member of the jury, I'm asking the same questions that Greg just asked you, where why did you tell the FBI that they were in there for an extended period of time? Why did you even take note of that if it wasn't something significant?
Two things can be true. You can have a horrible investigation that's sullied by a dirty cop who's since been fired, and the person could commit a crime. That's what I'm saying. I have no idea, obviously. I have no clue. But the fact that these people are inept, all I heard for months, almost a year, was that the feds were coming down hard on the Canton police, and nothing came of it.
Well, the feds gave all of this information to the defense. Why would they do that if they determined that nothing happened?
Why didn't they do anything, Greg?
The federal government found no information whatsoever. First of all, the federal government was not investigating the case. They were investigating the investigation.
So they're investigating
the corruption of the investigation. It's not a federal case.
What was the conclusion of the federal investigation?
I am guessing, because the federal government doesn't tell you anything until they have an announcement from the state attorney or the federal attorney who says we're indicting the following people, I would guess that perhaps they don't have enough evidence to determine that the Norfolk County DA's office acted inappropriately. I'm guessing.
So the absence of evidence is a big deal in the case, but not in the Karen Reed case.
They found evidence and they turned it over to the defense.
But they didn't find evidence that was indicting anybody for coming out. They didn't find evidence to indict someone in part of the investigation.
Not yet.
The investigation's ongoing.
It could be.
Well, reportedly, it was over a couple months ago.
You mean Chief Rafferty, who no longer is a Canton police chief, told people that the investigation
was over? No, there was, I think, both Ted Daniel and a Channel 7 or whatever, NBC 10 reporter said it was over.
I'm not sure that everybody has determined that it's over yet. I don't know.
I think bottom line...
I think Matthew Farwell, who is the police officer who is accused of killing Sandra Birchmore, has... when it comes to his case, which is a federal case, has yet to be arraigned, essentially. And many believe that is because of the ongoing federal investigation, which is tied to this case. But I don't know, Curtis. I'm not a part of the case.
To know a lot.
I do watch a lot. Right. I do spend an inordinate amount of time on the trial.
I think both sides have been whispered many things. None of it has come to fruition.
But at the end of the day, Curtis, if you're on a jury, the reasonable doubt is all that you need.
Right, but yesterday did nothing to change reasonable doubt if she backed a car 24 miles an hour.
Oh, see, I think it did because stories are constantly changing. So who can you really believe? Can I believe Officer Dever now, or do I believe Officer Dever when she was speaking to the FBI?
I would just be concerned with the way the crash reconstruction went.
So do you think that she had a false memory that she suddenly imagined these two guys in the Sallyport with Karen Reed's car for a wildly long time? She just had a false memory?
I believe she was encouraged to do whatever she could to say what the people around her wanted her to say. And that is not an excuse if she perjured herself.
You mean this time, testifying this time?
No, I think that the way in which...
She told the truth the first time to the FBI, and then now she's changed it. That's what you think?
Greg, you're interrupting me when you've already asked a question, then you ask another question while I'm answering it. So I will say very simply that I believe the law enforcement in this case knew they butchered the investigation, and they were in CYA mode. And so that's why stories have been changing. I also believe that there is a possibility, whether or not it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt is for the jury to decide, that Karen Reed could have also committed a crime. Both can occur.
So you think that she lied on the stand yesterday, Dever?
I think she lied one time. I don't know which time. I wasn't there. I have no idea.
But isn't that weird? She's a police officer. She lied either time, apparently.
Right. Do you know how many people lied on the stand in OJ's case? I still think he murdered his ex-wife. Like, I don't know what we're trying to say here.
Yeah, no.
Both can be true.
It was just interesting at the end where she said, you know, everything that I say on here, my life, my work depends on it. So it was just a very wild day as somebody who has been watching the trial every day.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Courtney. Hey, thank you.
Is Wiggy going to get here for a lead or not?
I'm worried.
Are you worried? Well, has anybody tried calling him?
I don't.
It's got to be that he ran out of gas. Somebody suggested that maybe the door is ajar light has been on so long because he can't close it when he's in the vehicle that it drained the battery or something. I don't know. But
oink, oink. Oh, that is rude.
Shime, you are an electric vehicle, Hardo. Is the Porsche electric?
I don't believe his.
I don't know.
I have no idea if his is electric or not.
I kind of think that it might be.
I don't think so. I mean, it's a very nice vehicle.
I've never seen it, so I can't say for sure.
I wouldn't expect that a Porsche would just break down in the middle of Storrow Drive.
But if it wasn't charged, I think he has a Taycan. Is that how you pronounce this? I have no idea. It looks like that car, and it's an electric. I don't know. Which would also be fraudulent because he came after you, Shime, for having an electric. I don't know.
Either way, I think he is without fuel or without power of some kind, and he is stranded.
What if he was offered a ride by a fine, courteous state police officer, and then he smelled like a rope factory fire?
Well, who's in the Sallyport?
That could be.
Should we send Jackson to go find him?
Maybe we should. Yeah.
Search and rescue mission?
At this point, we probably should. All right. Well, if you're just joining us, Coach Wiggins broke down on the way to work this morning, and we don't know where he is. And I, for one, am concerned at this point. It's been an hour and a half. He did say in the text message that I'm not 100% sure I can make it in. Is that what he said,
yes.
Curtis?
Yes. That at 5:45. I mean, literally, as the crow flies, he's, what, 2 miles from here?
Yes. That's a weird one.
That is strange. And the crickets, since then, it's now been, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah. Haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
I'm going to text, are you safe?
We should just call.
Yeah, we should call him. Maybe we'll call him next break. All right. I still have a lead left, which I can get to before they said it. And then we will get to what David Andrews said yesterday, saying farewell to Patriots fans and to the game of football and other things during they said it. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox dropped the first of their home series with the Angels. Final score 7-6. Richard Fitz only lasted an inning where he allowed 6 runs, giving up 3 homers. Another one with the Angels tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Steph Diggs was present at practice yesterday, looking fast and like that ACL has been healing nicely. Some bad news for Jelani Tavai. He went down during practice for an extended period of time before being helped off the field by Jabril Peppers, putting limited pressure on his right leg. Today's practice, their 8th, is closed to media. So you won't get any videos today of Steph Diggs or anybody else.
All right.
And like Greg said, David Andrews spoke at his retirement presser yesterday. We're going to hear from him coming up in They Said It.
You want to go right to the scene?
Oh, yes.
On Storrow Drive, this is Chris. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just got done with my run on Storrow Drive. Got in the car driving over to work. And I hear about Wiggy's car being stuck on Storrow Drive. And on my run, right behind the hatch shell, I can say that he is safe off of the Storrow Drive. He pulled right in. He's parked right next to the hatch shell. Can't confirm that he's in the car, but I saw a nice bright blue Porsche sitting there.
So you saw the Porsche, but you did not see him?
Did not see him.
Okay. And a slight flex on mentioning that you were on a run this morning.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I'm taking it personally.
Good job, Chris.
Good for you. Every day, you got to do it.
All right. Good for you. All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Also, if he's sitting in the car, what does that say about him that he's not listening to us?
I don't think he's in the vehicle. I think he has left for whatever reason. He left the vehicle.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you're... What's the advice they give
you? Aren't you supposed to not abandon your vehicle?
You're supposed to stay with your vehicle.
Yeah.
That's what my old man told me.
To say nothing of whether or not this lady perjured herself, wouldn't you listen to a weekend show with that cop, Dever? Like, I feel like it would be electric. She would just be combative and argumentative the entire time.
Speaking of lies, one time back in high school, my vehicle that I had was a 66 Mustang, Ford Mustang.
Nice.
And it was not dependable. It would break down from time to time. And I went on, I was dating a woman from Lexington named Sarah Becker. And we went to the movies. And then on the way back from the movies, we stopped at a little, there was like a school and a parking lot. And we stopped there to chat.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. More like make out.
And didn't my vehicle break down right there at the school? So then I had to call my parents, and my old man was like, "What? Why is your vehicle parked in the back of this parking lot by the school?" And I said, "Well, that's where I pulled in." And he said, "No, you would have pulled right in off the road. You wouldn't have driven all the way back to the..." Curtis, that's when I learned that you never lie.
Yeah.
You tell one lie, and you have to tell a thousand others after it.
Right. You learn if you stop lying, you don't need a memory.
Sarah Becker must have been embarrassed in front of your father.
She was duly embarrassed.
Maybe you should have learned how to fix the car.
Right. Greg, was she your prom date as well?
No, that was a different
one. Oh, okay.
No.
Did you start dating her because you thought her dad was loaded, Boris Becker?
Well, it was Lexington, Curtis. It was an upgrade from Stowe.
That's true. My mom grew up in Lexington.
I will get to my... Speaking of driving, here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there is a new bill that has been proposed that, believe it or not, would allow the state to tell you how many miles you can drive in your vehicle.
Oh, that's great.
And I will get to that during my lead, and then they...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Set it next. Odyssey app appreciation for the crew at Todisco Services, the tow company, who I'm guessing listen to the show on the Odyssey app every day. They have apparently, they received the call from the police, and they are currently, as we speak, loading Wiggy's Porsche up. And if you're watching the show on Twitch, you will see a photo. Our vice president of Twitch services, the man in black, Twitch Mitch, has the photo that Todisco sent over here. And there's Wiggy's leg. And that is the Porsche about to be rolled up onto the tow wagon and taken to the Porsche place for repairs.
All right.
So we have that update. I'm guessing Wiggy stayed with vehicle and therefore will be here as soon as that is all done. So good news there.
There's no way he's coming here.
You don't think he's going to
come?
No. He's a hardo when it comes to you guys taking flex days.
I agree, but what's he going to do?
No days off.
He's going to have the tow guys drop him off here, and then he's going to Uber home?
I would think you would have them drop him off here at work.
Wiggy is the hardest working guy, and yes. I love him, but when he said, I'm not 100% sure I'll make it, is when he wasn't.
You think he
in.
Might go with the vehicle to the Porsche place? Right.
Well, I would want to stay with the car, make sure it's safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that looks like an expensive 4-wheel car.
Okay. Let me get to my lead. A state senator here in Massachusetts, Cynthia Cream, who is, by the way, in her 80s, has proposed a bill in Massachusetts which would theoretically limit how far you can drive. The senator suggests that electric vehicles aren't enough to allow the Commonwealth to meet the net zero carbon mandate by 2050. So the bill would keep track and limit how many miles you can drive in your vehicle. It would, in fact, establish a panel that would be responsible for creating fines and penalties if you drive above your mileage limit here in the Commonwealth, Massachusetts. The senator would like to promote alternate modes of transportation, Curtis. Like public transportation or biking or walking.
Perfect. Love it.
As a way to get the state to the net zero emissions standard. How do you feel about this? Would you like the state to tell you that you are allowed to drive 30 miles a month, a day?
Are they going to also lower the prices of real estate in the city, Greg, so that some of us could live in the city and make it an easier commute to work?
Nope.
This is ridiculous.
You're going to be on your own, Chime.
Yeah, nope, I mean, then I'm good.
You live in Lowell, so you would have to find your way.
That's a 30-mile commute from one place to another. So 60 miles round trip a day that I make five to six days a week.
Yeah.
So this lovely lady makes $196,000 a year.
It's $196,000 too much.
That's pretty good.
And I just have to say several things here. First of all, if you are an elected official in the state of Massachusetts, you, by law, should be compelled to arrive at work via public transit. Because the only way we will get our public transit system working is if the people that enact our laws are forced to ride it every single day. Also, if they're late to work, it doesn't matter because they don't really do anything. And the other point I would make, what's the 25 grand Karen Spilka gets in her Q5 every year to drive to and from work?
Yeah.
Why are we allowing anybody, if they're going to do the awful thing, which is drive a car to where they're working, it should be electric, and it should be much less than what we're giving Karen Spilka.
It is not the government's business how far I drive in my car that I pay for. There are people who are listening right now who have to drive for work.
Yep.
There may be some people who actually work out of state and drive every day. For you to arbitrarily try to tell me how far I can and can't drive is ridiculous. Are we living in China? What is going on here? These people are drunk with power. Like, you have no right whatsoever to tell me how far if I want to drive around and blow through two or three tanks of gas looking at the foliage, I should be allowed to do that. I live in America. Get out of our beeswax.
But why are, let's just say that driving is burning the earth, okay? Fine. Whatever we're doing here will change nothing. For 2 years, almost, nobody flew or drove. Did the world all of a sudden get to an icebox? George Carlin's bit on this is so great, but at the core is this feeling that we have to stop driving to save the world. Yet, none of this is going to actually impact that. So, in essence, it's just another tax.
Well, and they don't give you any kind of reasonable alternative. If you could count on, as you said earlier, if you could count on public transportation, it was available 24 hours a day. There wasn't going to be some dude who was randomly taking his hog out while you're sitting next to him.
Breaking news.
Here's Coach Wiggins. If you could rely on getting to work in other ways, then I would give it a try for the good of the planet.
But and if it was clean, to other places, whether it's Florida, and their public transportation is nice.
Right.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to have to start taking public transportation.
What happened?
Oof. Man, I tell you, the thing I don't do is I don't get stressed about it. Life is what it is.
Yeah.
I have my wife's car, it's like every time you come to a stoplight, it shuts off.
Okay.
It's called an auto start and stop.
It's to save the planet.
Yeah. There's a new story on that. There's a new story on that recently. I completely forgot about it. A guy, my hero, is looking to make those illegal because they don't help the environment at all.
I'm sure they don't.
Carry on.
And it came on, the light came on, the auto start and everything. And so I was driving. And it was on, so I was like, all right, I got to take it to the dealership. I don't know what this is. You know, sometimes the little engine light comes on, and you don't know if it's just like mechanical or computers, and they have to fix a few things. And I'm driving on Sturro, and it starts to stall out. And I'm like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? Yeah. And luckily, I was right at the
hat show.
Yeah.
And we got lots of reports this morning. Yeah. You're aware about it. Did you encounter some listeners? Were people beeping?
There was a lot of beeping going on.
There's a lot of beeping happening.
I don't think they saw me because I got the tinted window, so I don't think they knew
I was in there. They thought you abandoned the car. Yeah. They said you weren't in there.
Yeah, no. I had to wait for the tow truck to come. Yeah. And
I know the tow guys.
Tedesco come pick me up. Yeah.
They sent me a text. They said you were A-okay.
Yeah. They did a great job for me. The guy was cool. He threw it right on the back, and they'll take it up to Porsche.
They said there's going to be an extra $150 fee because of where you parked.
Yeah.
So what do you think the issue is?
I have no idea. You know what I mean? You know how cars are. And then it started up, and, you know, I could have drove it, but I didn't trust it. So I was like, you know what, the hell with this. And then shout out to my boy Ken. He came and picked me up and dropped me off
here.
My boy Ken.
Oh, who's Ken?
He works like for the sheriff's department and everything.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Yeah, so he came and hooked me up. I told you that's when I go down to Springfield and I go to the cigar room too, where we smoke the cigars.
You smoked a cigar before you came here?
No. Okay. I should have done, but I'm definitely gonna do something afterwards because God knows what that's gonna cost.
Where's your truck?
No, I sold my truck.
Oh. You did?
Yeah.
You were wondering because you haven't driven it in a while.
No, I sold that thing. I had sold that thing. It's too big for the building. It's a pain in the ass.
You want me to get you a Defender from Land Rover Norwood? I could get Fast Edward to take care of you with a Defender if you want.
You know, maybe, you know.
Careful, Courtney's going to get jealous.
No, yes. I
could give you Courtney's Defender for this week.
I was just going to offer it up. If you want, if Wiggy needs a car, he can have my Defender.
No, don't worry about it. I'm good.
I'm offering that 100%.
I'm good. I should be good. Hopefully, you know, because the dealership don't open till 8:30, so
they will take care of you over there.
Yeah,
I'm
so hopefully we'll get it squared away.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah I was listening. Okay. I was like, I'm going to come in. You know, normally, you know, I don't like to miss because.
Yeah, we said you never miss
work. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You were all over Curtis at one point because he couldn't change a tire, and there you are sitting there unable to get your Porsche going.
Yeah, I mean, I could change
the
tire.
A little bit hypocritical.
Well, I mean, I could change the tire. I don't have a tow truck, and I wouldn't really be able to throw it on the back of a tow truck. So.
Also, I speculated, is the Porsche electric at all?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a gas guzzler.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ken, it's great for the environment. Yeah. So. But I don't know. It's that auto start and stop type thing.
So, Greg.
That's why I always buy American.
Right. Take that, President Xi. Lee Zeldin vowing to take action against controversial start-stop vehicle system.
Right.
Quote, everyone hates it, unquote.
And I thought the German engineering is supposed to be great, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
They lost.
Not so much.
Okay. All right. Well, Wiggy, we're glad you made it.
I'm glad to be here, you
all
know.
Right. Okay.
Shout out to everybody who blew the horn. I seen you.
You saw everybody? Yeah. Good. And apologies to those. You probably cluster F Storo for the next 5 hours.
I definitely did.
So apologies.
Yeah, one guy was like, oh, we can't get the tow truck down there. And I was like, oh, man, whatever.
Oh, sorry. Frankie Bear said, Courtney, please stop kissing Wiggy's ass. It's so annoying. So,
okay, well, please stop.
Why would you kiss my ass?
When you were out, I said, you know, you never miss work.
And by the way, Wiggy, you're always right. I'm an idiot. I tried to get the real ID, and you were right.
Social Security number.
You need your social. It's so absurd.
Don't you have a passport?
I do.
Yeah, I think you're all set.
No. Like, Jess went ahead of me, and they said, so she printed out her W-2, but hers is W-2 is just like ours, where they X out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she printed out the TurboTax tax return, so it's clear. Oh, and the guy was like, I know this is crazy, but we can't accept it.
No, I tried that.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have your actual social security card that you got when you were 12.
But why is it easier to get a passport, which allows me to travel freely all over the world, than a real ID?
I don't know. That is
interesting. But I think you can just travel with your passport.
No, I know. I just wanted to get it over with. And just be done, so I don't have to travel with my passport.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you know, you can order a Social Security card. It'll take about 2 weeks.
All right,
you can do everything right online, so it's pretty easy.
I'll do it. You were right. I was wrong.
That's all good.
Okay. All right. Well, Wiggy has arrived.
Yeah. And I was heard you guys talking about the Roman Anthony thing, which was funny, because I was at the game last night. And, you know, good
sorry about that. What was worse, the first inning of the game last night or breaking down on Storrow Drive in the morning?
Definitely the first. I thought I was at a home run derby event for a minute. I was like, all right, when are you going to not pitch to Mike Trout? 3-1, you throw him a fastball right down Broadway.
But that's on Alex Cora.
Yeah.
You say that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like when, was it Flatty G, when first base is open and they're pitching, they're throwing meatballs at him back in May?
Yeah.
I mean, like. Early May?
Yeah, that's what we talked about. Remember we talked about that, like, what are you doing? And so, I mean, it was there last night. Now, granted, they made a comeback late, and then in the sixth
inning. Well, they do that, and then they lose by a run. That's what they do.
Yeah, but that falls on Dick Fitz. Like, that loss last night.
Save that.
It does.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And I know after the game, he was like, oh, like, you know, this doesn't, nobody hates this more than me. To give up three homers in one inning,
right?
They can't come back from that. It's terrible.
Right. And then you give up that home run in, what was it, like the sixth inning? And then Sedan hits a home run, which would have tied the game up because you gave up that late home run. Now, ultimately, now you're trying to, you know, push this comeback instead of it being 6-6. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it is, well, like you said, Courtney, but you can't give up, you know, three dongs in the first.
No. Yeah.
All right. Wiggy's here. We will get to They Said It next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
They Said It is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city, this beautiful city, this city where Wiggy broke down smack dab in the middle of it an hour and a half ago. Whether they build or drive or care for others, please nominate them at WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, some people have been concerned with Drake May's performance thus far through OTAs. Well, Josh McDaniels is here to tell you good things about the one and only Drake May.
I mean, he's doing really well. He's very smart, works really hard. I think the quarterback room in general is really, really good in terms of putting the time and effort in at this point in time of the year. You know, and like I said, we either make a good play or we learn from the result. And so sometimes as a coach, and nobody wants to hear this, but sometimes as a coach, the negative results can actually be your best teachers, because you have a play where something didn't necessarily go your way or the right way. And then you learn from it. And then the biggest key for us as we go forward is, when we learn from a mistake, is can we go out there the next day and not repeat the same error? And so I think he's doing a really good job of digesting the information, processing the corrections when there is a correction to be made, and then go out there with a great attitude and mindset the next day. And I'm excited for today.
Okay, let's go.
Drake May look good, too.
Yeah.
Slinging that thing all over the place. And everybody was like, he got the hitch. And Steph Diggs showed up. I told you, the biggest thing I take out of it, and I heard Shimes lead this morning, and I know he wants to take a victory lap so bad, but he won't. He's too humble for that.
Staying consistent.
There you go. But I told, that's what I think the biggest thing is, what we heard right from Josh McDaniels, is like the little mistakes that you learn or that you make, what can you learn from them and then not repeat them? And I think all those mistakes might be the new offense that Drake May is obviously having to be, that's being put in.
No, it was great to see Steph Diggs there, and it was great to see him working with the young receivers. Like, I appreciate that. So that's a part of his role.
I still don't know if he's going to be ready week one. I know they say he looks great.
He was out there running legit routes, though.
Like, he looks great, Wiggy.
Yeah.
He's ready to go week one.
That'll be...
Which is huge.
That would be impressive.
Is that the Cardi B effect?
I don't know.
Will Cardi B do the thing with the lighthouse week one?
Keeper of the light?
Right. Now we're talking.
Ring the bell or whatever?
Right. Yeah. Work the lighthouse.
Yeah. I like that.
Wow.
I'll go to that game. What's that? Week 1. I'll go to that.
Has it ever been wrong with the backside?
It could be done. No. Have you seen her backside?
If anybody could do it, it would be Cardi B.
Cardi B could definitely
do it. The B stands for backside.
Yeah, and that is
okay, what's next?
Extravagant.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Gorgina?
Oh, is that? It's gorgeous.
She knows how to work it, too.
Right.
All right. What's next?
Work it. Greg, yesterday, one of the other things that happened down in Foxborough was David Andrews officially
announced
his retirement.
By the way, the most Twitch thing ever is that the Twitch chat hates Cardi B's butt.
Oh, they do?
She's gross. She's a skank.
That's not for everybody, you know.
Wiggy loves it.
Well, some people...
You are obsessed by her butt.
Listen, some people can't drive 18-wheelers. Right. So I would prefer, I'd recommend if you can't drive an 18-wheeler, don't get behind the wheel.
Don't try. Don't even try.
There are certain rides that you can't ride.
Yep. Sorry, Sean.
No worries. So David Andrews announced his retirement, did a little retirement press conference down at Gillette yesterday. Here's what David Andrews said about what Bill Belichick meant to him in his career.
Coach Belichick, thank you for giving me the opportunity I so desperately wanted in this league. I learned more about this game from you than anyone has ever taught me. And to all my coaches here in New England during my 10-year career, thank you for all the time and sacrifices y'all made to make sure we were ready to go each and every Sunday. Y'all always demanded our best and challenged us each and every week. The details were important and they mattered. And that is something that I'll carry with me the rest of my life.
Mm. All right. Georgia Bulldog right there, undrafted kid. Yep. Way to represent.
Undrafted, and how many Super Bowl wins?
Two.
Two Super Bowl wins.
51 and 53. Yep.
Definitely in 5 years should be in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
I would assume. Yeah, man. I would think hands down.
No questions asked.
Yeah, so good for him. And it's crazy because I think he still wanted to play, but...
Well, he said yesterday that he wanted to play, and I was kind of intimating that he had the chance, but that he didn't want to play for anybody other than the New England Patriots.
Yeah, which is
which
true.
I love.
Yeah, which is which is spot on.
Okay, what else, Sean?
Well, one of the people that sent a message to David Andrews was Curtis's guy, Tom Brady. Here was Tom Brady's message to David Andrews.
You couldn't have had a better career. You were not only a great teammate, but you were a champion, and playing that center position for our team all those years, as you know, the heart and soul of any great team is the offensive line, and you were the leader. You're right in the middle.
Yeah. All right. Kind of weird that he filmed that nude on his Miami roof. But whatever.
Isn't he on some excursion somewhere? According to his Instagram, I believe he's in some tropical place.
Okay. Is that it or anything else?
One more for you, Greg, if we have the time for it. Yeah. Deion Sanders is kind of biting back at all the people that were throwing out rumors about his son in meetings and such. Here is what Deion had to say about the rumors involving Shadur.
You got to understand, my kids are built for everything. We had two TV shows, and then we had shows in high school with playing football in junior and senior year. So we've always been in front of the camera, so they know how to navigate. They know how to handle themselves.
Yeah.
And you're not going to catch them in no foolery and no mess. You're not going to do that whatsoever. So when you sit up there and say something like, he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shadur Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to understand he's a professional. Like, he's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Like, y'all, come on.
Deion, maybe the fact that your kids had two television shows is a part of the problem.
Yeah, it could be.
Did you ever think about that?
Well, he can't be in a better place in Cleveland because they say he looks the best so far when it comes.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what the reports are.
I believe Stefanski called him a sponge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They say he's super accurate and, he's got a handle on the offense. Said he looks better than Dylan Gabriel.
Okay. All right. Well, that is they said it. Brought to you every day by Ketch's Law.
And the tropical location that Chime was talking about that Brady was at is the Netherlands. So.
Oh, was it? I saw him by a pool.
It's not very
Oh, maybe not. Never mind. Fair enough. A lot of rivers there, right?
Yes. Okay. He was on a river.
Fair enough. Maybe not so tropical.
Not really, but
swing and a miss.
The news of Courtney next, and that includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and why a triple-chinned Disney guest is suing over what happened on the ride at Blizzard's Bay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.